that interesting?
I always feel badly when I don't give you big parts in some of those segments, so I'm going to give you this segment because it's, well, first of all, it's interesting. It's something you care about. It's about rabbits and rabbits as pets, and many people don't think of rabbits as, I want to say as importantly, I don't like that word, but they are important pets, and we're going to talk about them for the next half hour here on the program. We have a great guest, and I will be kind of in the back here and let you start and stop, and I'll ask questions maybe in the middle someplace. Susan Steenstra is a certified rabbit educator and works with the Palo Alto Humane Society and is involved in a variety of rabbit-related issues, including rescue. And she also does, and this is something that you'd be better talking about than I am anyway, rabbit rescue photography. So she also takes great pictures, so we can talk about that as well. So you have great topics, and I will let you have them, Susan.
Welcome, Susan. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, this is just wonderful. So I have to ask, not everybody gets into rabbit rescue. How did you become involved in it?
Well, over 20 years ago, I got it into my head that I wanted to get a rabbit as a pet for myself and my son, who was quite young at the time. And I actually lived in Oregon. I went to a feed store where I knew they had all these baby rabbits, and we picked out a little rabbit and took him home, kept him indoors. And you know what happened? I fell in love. I fell in love with that rabbit. He was inquisitive. He explored. He reacted to his name. He responded to our voices. And he would play. He would play in the house and run. And I just totally fell in love. And because of that little rabbit, who we named Houdini, I actually fell in love with rabbits, domestic rabbits, and I started to educate myself. I just was hungry for knowledge. I wanted to learn how to take the best possible care I could of that little rabbit. And you know what? It just kept going. And about, actually, that was longer ago than 20 years, because now it's been 20 years. I became a licensed educator with House Rabbit Society, which is all about rabbit, domestic rabbit welfare, education, and adoption.
Oh, okay. So, and this course that you took, I mean, how involved was it?
Well, it was a matter of self-educating, and then I had to go through a series of questions and answers with the top board of directors and executive directors at House Rabbit Society. And because I passed.
I kind of think that, I mean, you know quite a bit about rabbits. One thing I noticed you said was that you kept the rabbit indoors. I've always heard that you keep them out in pens outside.
Well, you know, when I grew up in Palo Alto in the 60s, we did keep a rabbit outdoors because it was, you know, we lived in a regular neighborhood and had a big place set up. But part of the things that I learned as I got older is that rabbits are very social animals. They need to be kept indoors. They also are very susceptible to climate changes, insects, predatory animals, and it's a very isolated life to live outside as a rabbit. I mean, how many times are you going to go out there? And so we strongly advocate. That's what the term house rabbit is all about. Keep your rabbit in your house as part of your family, and they're not isolated, and you will see all these wonderful characteristics that I've already mentioned. I mean, they are charming little animals.
And you can litter box train them. I remember my nephew having one, that was one thing I thought was kind of interesting. And is it hard to do?
No, I don't think it is hard to do. Most rabbits actually will litter box train themselves, but this is a good time to mention to definitely have your rabbit spayed or neutered. Most adoption centers where you adopt a rabbit through rabbit rescues and humane shelters, most of the time the rabbits are already spayed or neutered, which is great. So that's the first place to go, is to look for a rabbit rescue or a shelter. But if not, get your rabbit spayed or neutered, because they are much more meticulous with their litter boxes, and they want to be clean. You know, in the olden days when the rabbits were kept in small hutches and they just, you know, poo-pooed in the corner and it would build up and be messy. But now you can have an indoor pen with your rabbit, with a litter box, and all kinds of things for them to do, which I can touch on if we have time. And the rabbit will use the litter box. But, you know, they're not perfect, of course. Nothing's perfect. And you do have to be prepared to clean up after your rabbit and use a paper-based litter. Never use cat litter or clumping litter or anything. Extremely dangerous for rabbits. So use a paper-based litter, like Carefresh or something like that. Stay litter box trained very easily.
Okay, so I probably have done everything wrong with rabbits. How about carrots? Is that something they should eat?
Yes, carrots are fine, but in moderation. Carrots are actually quite high in sugar, so you want to think of a carrot as a treat more than a food to live off of. When you think of a food pyramid for a rabbit, the majority of the base of that pyramid is hay. And this, I don't mean cut grass, very dangerous. I mean a good quality Timothy hay that you can buy from any good pet supply store or order online. So Timothy hay is best. Alfalfa hay is suitable for young growing rabbits because of the calcium in it. And then fresh green leafy vegetables, not cabbage, not lettuce. Things like carrot tops, dandelion greens, and make sure they're clean and fresh. Don't feed them old moldy stuff that was sitting in the back of the grocery store for 5 days. And then the very top of the pyramid would what we call treats. And I advise not buying commercially made treats because of all the additives, but maybe a little piece of apple, like as big as your fingernail, or the little piece of carrot as big as the end of your thumb. That's perfectly fine. And they'll sit up probably for that, like little prairie dogs.
So rabbit pellets are not good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you brought that up. I missed the rabbit pellets. Rabbit pellets are good. They just call them rabbit pellets, which is kind of generic. But in moderation, I have 4 adult rescued rabbits, and I feed them a very, very small amount of pellets. And it's a plain, when I say plain, it's a Timothy-based pellet. When I say plain, it means it doesn't have seeds or chunks of nuts or corn or any of that. That rabbits are not rodents. They should not eat seeds or nuts. It's very bad for them. They may want to eat them, just like you might want to eat M&Ms, but that doesn't mean it's good for you. So Timothy pellets are good. Alfalfa pellets are appropriate, again, for young growing rabbits. And tied in with all of this is find yourself a knowledgeable rabbit veterinarian before you need one, because these kinds of questions are also answerable on our website, which is www.paloaltohumane.org. There is a new section called Rabbits as Companions, and there are 3 or 4 articles up now with links to more information, and I will be constantly updating that information. But yes, get yourself a rabbit knowledgeable veterinarian. And educate yourself as much as possible about food, you know, diet, of course, and grooming, and how to set up your rabbit's enclosure, or, you know, the safe area where you can, you know, be around your rabbit, and they can be around you, so they're not isolated.
Well, that's all very good information. I have to bring it up because next week's Easter, and most people think that rabbits should somehow be a part of the Easter celebration. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Yes, baby rabbits, along with chicks and ducklings, are unfortunately, in my opinion, you know, stereotyped. Like, this is what you need to do to celebrate Easter, is get these little animals. And please, please do not do this. Don't give little animals or ducklings or chicks as gifts. And if you are determined to have a rabbit, just because you're thinking about Easter, Please check out, again, all the many rabbit rescue organizations, Santa Cruz, East Bay, San Jose, they're all over. Because rabbits are literally the third most surrendered animal to shelters. And many shelters have designated rabbit rooms. This is something I learned 30 years ago. And so, you know, check out all your resources. And, yeah, so please, no little animals or little birds for Easter. Just get a, if your kid wants a rabbit, get a nice little stuffed plush bunny or a chocolate rabbit, if that's okay.
makes sense, yeah, because even, I was just thinking, even, so since there are so many adult rabbits, it's probably better to get an adult rabbit if you're first starting out rather than like a baby rabbit, or am I wrong?
That is a super good point, and I thank you for bringing that up. Yes, adult rabbits, often like adult cats and dogs that are waiting at shelters, they are already going to be spayed or neutered. They're probably going to be using their litter box wonderfully, and they won't be going through that hormonal change like what we call teenager rabbits, where they are marking everything and this and that because they haven't been fixed yet. And baby rabbits are super delicate. They are. They shouldn't be carried around. They're not appropriate for small children. No matter how cute you think that baby rabbit is, please don't succumb to that. if kids want something that they can cuddle, then it's definitely not appropriate. Rabbits are ground-dwelling animals. To be picked up is something that a predator does. So just remember that. And, yes, adult rabbits, please, they would be the best choice for a person starting out on their new rabbit journey.
We're talking with Susan Sandstrup from the Palo Alto Humane Society, and she is a certified rabbit educator from the House Rabbit Society. If anyone has any questions, please call in. Susan, this is so fascinating to me. Can you walk a rabbit on a leash?
I've seen it done. I actually haven't asked my rabbits to do this, but I do know that some people do it successfully. Personally, I always was a little uncomfortable with it because you really don't know what you might encounter while you're out there. I mean, if there is a dog, a predatory a dog or anything that gets away, no. I personally would not do it. Okay, and that's just my answer to that. Yeah.
So, like, I'm thinking a lot of people would like to just take them for a walk around the yard in the backyard, but really they shouldn't be eating your grass, then, you're saying.
If you have a very securely fenced backyard and you absolutely never use any kind of pesticides or poisons if you are, like, super knowledgeable about what's in your yard and how it's secured, it might be okay as long as you are out there with the rabbit or set up another pen inside the parameters of your yard and never in the direct sun and you are supervising at all times. That's the only way that I would ever do that. And I have done it that way. But, again, I was supervising and I was right there. It was a small yard, and I kept control of the situation.
So, really, the best, what you're saying is, and they don't need to be outside. As long as they're in the home, they have plenty of that. What kind of toys do rabbits play with?
Oh, my gosh. They love stuff that they can pick up and toss with their little mouth. Their little mouth is kind of like hands on a toddler. So even an empty, cardboard tube from your TP or your paper towel, they love those. You can even stuff them with hay to make it even more fun. And some things like that. And I also have bought hard plastic baby keys, the kind that rattle. The rabbits will pick those up and toss them. They'll throw them in their water dish. They like stuff like that. It's on the ground. It's something that they can pick up, and it won't, they can't injure themselves with it.
Okay.
So small things. Yeah, and nothing that they can chew and ingest. So when I say hard plastic, even then, I would supervise. Just make sure they're not, if they're chewing it, starting to really chew on something that is not meant for a rabbit, then remove it. There is a website, there used to be a website called Busy Bunny, and they have all kinds of appropriate chew toys for rabbits and guinea pigs and small creatures.
Oh, that's a good point. You talked a little bit about grooming. What do you need to do with the rabbit? Do you have to clean their ears? Or?
No cleaning of ears. However, they do shed, and they can shed quite heavily, 2 or 3 times a year. And sometimes it may start out as a gradual shed, and then what we call they blow their coat. It will just be like hanging off in hunks. And the problem with this, it can be, is that rabbits are self-groomers just like cats. But unlike cats, they cannot throw up or upchuck in any way. So any hair that they're swallowing goes into their intestine and their stomach. So that loose hair, you need to help them remove that with a soft brush. And I also use a lint roller with a sticky paper. I will roll the rabbit very gently because they're not going to really like it. But it doesn't hurt, and it will remove that loose hair. And you just, be vigilant about doing this while they're shedding. And then there's periods of the year where they don't shed at all. But it's also a good time to examine your rabbit while you're grooming, is make sure there's no funny lumps or bumps on their body. You can pet, just pet them. Make the grooming session like a petting session if you can. and do check, make sure their ears should be nice and pink inside, but don't ever, if there's any kind of issues of inside their ears that you observe, it's time to call your vet right away. Yeah.
That's very good. What about their nails or their teeth?
Good point. Thank you. Nails will definitely grow. They have to be trimmed. I trim all our bunnies' nails with nice, short little clippers, because if they grow too long, the rabbit ends up putting pressure on their feet because it's like an abnormal position because the nails are too long. And I've seen some pretty bad pictures of neglected rabbits with nails that were unreal, like inches and inches. So keep those nails clipped. If you need a lesson or want to start learning how to do it yourself, just make an appointment at your rabbit knowledgeable veterinarian and have them do it and help you learn how to trim your rabbit's nail. And there's many of the rabbit rescues sometimes have nail clipping sessions as well for a small donation.
This has just been wonderful. I remember my nephew, he just loved his rabbit, and I thought, I've always had him outdoors, and I wasn't really sure, why, but he said it was better than having a dog. and he just kind of explained a lot of the reasons for it. It's just fascinating. Is there one rabbit breed better than another when you get a rabbit? I mean, for, your first time.
No, not at all. Yeah, rabbits are as varied as people. Size, color, position of ears, everything. They are each wonderful, deserving little animals, charming personalities. Some rabbits are grumpier, some rabbits aren't. But get to know your rabbit, spend time with them, just let them hang out with you. I mean, I have taken in rabbits that were absolutely traumatized from living outdoors with no human contact, really feral, but they're domestic, and no one could touch them. And within months, just by not forcing myself, just letting them live a calm, quiet life indoors, oh my gosh, he's just a big love bug. But it took time. He was frightened. Yeah. And rabbits at shelters, don't overlook the shy, frightened ones because, shelters do great work, but it's often a scary existence for an animal. So look at the little rabbit that's hiding at the back or is shy. And don't think about color. Think about me.
Good point. Very good point. I know you wanted to mention about the Palo Alto Humane Society spay and neuter funds. Could you explain a little bit more how they've assisted rabbits?
Yes, thank you. Yes, the Palo Alto Humane Society has assisted in many, many spays and neuters with funding. East Bay Rabbit Rescue and Rabbit Haven out of Santa Cruz. And as you probably know, the Humane Society has been an active organization for over 100 years, and we look forward to helping a lot more rabbits. you can go to paloaltohumane.org and have fun looking at the website. Remember, the rabbit section is rabbits as companions, or you can just call 650-424-1901 to call the office.
Wow. David?
Yeah, this is also incredibly important that I didn't want to ask any questions because you just had such fascinating topics. But telling people about rabbits and rabbits' need for socialization and for people, frankly, to look after them a bit is pretty important.
Yes, they're not a low-maintenance pet. They're not. I remember doing an adoption, and this still is just makes me almost tear up. I had a mom and a daughter come in. She was petrified of dogs and allergic to cats. And they had done their homework. They came in. They adopted a beautiful two-year-old female rabbit. And the same thing happened that happened to me. They fell in love, and they became what we call rabbit people. And it was just, it was life-changing for her. Now she's out of college, but I'll never, ever forget that experience.
Well, rabbits certainly are good pets and make good pets. People don't realize that, although cleaning up after them and having them, not be as clean as some of our other pets can be an issue, but it's not such a big deal, is it?
No. You get a good broom and a dustpan and have the litter box set up. And like I said, they like to be clean. They want to be clean little animals. But that doesn't mean that they're not messy. But they are, you know, strictly herbivores. And so you will have hay in your house. You will have your little bag of rabbit pellets, and you'll buy your fresh veggies. You know, we kid about that I'll eat frozen veggie lasagna, but only fresh veggies for the rabbits. Anyway, they're not low-maintenance pets. But I enjoy the caretaking of rabbits. To me, it's extremely rewarding. They're quiet. They're great pets, house companions for adults because they like to just nap during the day, but they tend to be awake all evening so you can hang out with them. Yeah.
And how many rabbits should people have as a pet? Is this a one-up, a two-up? What's the recommendation? We only have about a minute.
Okay. Well, a lot of people start with one rabbit. And that can be okay as long as they're not isolated. You know, plenty of socialization within the family. There are many, many pairs available for adoption. They're already spayed and neutered. And rabbits and pairs are wonderful because that is really a more natural existence, the way that rabbits are. They're not really meant to live completely alone. If you have one rabbit and you want to add another rabbit, of course, spay and neuter first, absolutely. And then, again, go to one of your rabbit rescue web pages, and lots of times they have what we call feed rabbit dating, where you can take your rabbit to adoption events or shelters, and the staff will help see how which rabbits will get along with your existing rabbit.
Hey, so, Susan, thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We're out of time. Susan, thank you so very, very much for being on our program today and helping people understand rabbits as pets. Thank you very much to my co-host, and we appreciate her involvement in all of this. And we will have more coming up in just about 5 minutes when we'll begin the next segment. Kelly Deal will be here. She is a veterinarian with the Morris Animal Foundation, and you can find them at morrisanimalfoundation.org. I don't know what we'll be talking about with Kelly, but we always find something fascinating. It looks like, we'll deal with this when we hear her. Urinary tract infections for dogs, that's what we're going to talk about. I'm David Corsi. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here. This is KSTO Pet Radio. We'll be back in just about 5 minutes with more program. I'm David Corsi, KSTO Pet Radio. It is exactly now 1 o'clock.